In this episode, I'm going to help you become a faster mountain biker using a completely different approach that will give you an edge over your competition. I want to help you revolutionize your riding so you ride every trail better, safer, and easier. And I believe that starts with harnessing your most powerful asset, your ability to truly think in control in advance. Welcome to the Groover Method Podcast. Hi Groovers, welcome to Daily Groove 18. I'm going to show you a way to become a much faster mountain biker and avoid so many of the struggles and disappointments that mountain bikers experience, so you can ride faster and safer with a super high level of skill, intelligence, and confidence. When most mountain bikers think about going faster, the top two things that are most commonly thought about improving are fitness and skills, right? There are other things to focus on as well, like nutrition, sleep patterns, body maintenance, and flexibility, but fitness and skills are the two main ones usually. We want more fitness for more power, strength, endurance, so we can power those pedals at higher speeds, accelerate faster, go up climbs faster, sustain greater speeds for longer. We also focus on skills so that we can handle the terrain at faster speeds too. But here's the real problem most mountain bikers face with that approach, and where you can be different and get greater results and ride faster. When we focus on fitness without truly improving our control skills that are required on every inch of the trail, we're just riding faster out of control. You've taken your same mountain biking skills and simply applied more speed. That higher speed has put you under more pressure to stick to the trail. That pressure makes you ride with all sorts of bad habits and compensations to try and stick to the trail. So you end up riding faster out of control. When we focus on speed, we often think about just riding faster into things by taking slightly more chances, a little more risk, by using the brakes less and trying to make our skills develop that way, by forcing ourselves to learn by putting ourselves under greater pressure. The problem with both approaches is you just end up riding faster out of control. I call this approach the fitness and force approach, and I had that approach for years before I discovered, from a bike, body, and mind perspective, the unique control skills we need to ride faster. See, if you focus solely on fitness to get faster, or solely on simply making yourself pedal more and brake less and take more risk to go faster, you're only focusing on speed. And if speed is your ultimate goal, there are several big problems with that which you'll encounter on the trails. When you're trying to ride faster, you don't necessarily need to consider things like safety, traction, and efficiency. They are not requirements to go faster every time. Just think about the last time you were going too fast and then crashed. In that moment before you crashed, did you have maximum safety, traction, efficiency, position on your bike? No. So if we simply use speed as our ultimate goal, we end up sabotaging our safety and many other control skills like efficiency and traction along the way. Instead, to become a faster rider, I want you to focus on control as the ultimate goal. To ride with great control over all that you do, you need to focus on improving every control skill without sabotaging any of them. Focus on improving how you interpret the trail, your decision-making skills, your balance, posture, safety, position, attitude, traction, power transfer, and a few more. That's what the Groove Method that you can learn in the online course makes you do. When you focus on all of the control skills the right way, you naturally become much faster because you're in control of all those things. You become safer, more efficient, have more traction, better power transfer, and everything else all at the same time. When you're in total control of all you're doing and control of all that happens next, you automatically ride faster because speed is the result of doing all of those things very well. The better your control skills, the faster you will naturally ride. But hey, you might still not be sure how that translates to the trail. Well, here's how it translates. No matter what trail feature or scenario or combination of trail features you're riding, whether it's a corner or a thin plank 10 feet above a river to ride it incredibly well in control, you still require control over your speed, focus, position, posture, traction, stability, balance, safety, efficiency, power transfer, and all the others. The demands for the individual control skills are different depending on the situation, but you still need all of them in every situation. So the better you get at riding with those control skills, the better you will ride in every situation and naturally ride faster than without them. So I hope this has got you thinking about what it really takes from a skills point of view to ride faster. Check out the online course because that's where I can help you most. Hey Groovers, thank you so much for listening to the Groover Method podcast. It would mean the world to me if you could go and leave a rating on iTunes. Word of mouth is what makes my wheels go round.